Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey is coming to you live from New York City. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you've had a tremendous Tuesday. If not, I'm sorry. I'll try my best over the next hour. But where have you been? This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Yeah, this is a four-hour show. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen live. You can hit rewind. You can hit pause. You can call your wife and tell her you're listening to me. You can call your husband and tell him or her. Uh-oh, let me be careful there. Whatever you're doing, call somebody and tell them you're listening to me, all right? I'll stay out of married people's business. You can also listen to me live on the local Infinity Sports Network affiliate where you live. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. What a day, what a day, what a day. We got quarterbacks who go down, J.J. McCarthy. We got players who don't know where they want to play, Brandon Ayuk. We have other guys who just like to talk. It's Aaron Rodgers. At least Aaron Rodgers says he's healthy. And then speaking of talking, that's what the hell I get paid for. We've had some great guests on. Thank you so much to Fernando Ramirez from the Sporting Tribune. He came through to talk to us about the Chargers. Also, thank you earlier in the show. We had a chat with Andrew Kramer from the Star Tribune in Minneapolis. He came through and chatted it up with us about J.J. McCarthy and his knee. And unfortunately for Viking fans, this means that you have to see Sam Darnold. We don't know how long you have to see him, but you have to see this man perform. It sucks for you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me. I am online. I am everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. Good stuff. Hickey, we've had a busy show, right? A lot of NFL. It's that time of year, right?
Oh, it is that time of the year. Rumors, reports. Now we actually got, you know, some reactions to what we see on the field. It's a good time to be around.
It's a good time. Well, any time's a good time to be around because the alternative is...
You are right.
Not
the alternative is not fun.
I don't know. Is it? I've never been.
I don't want to find out anytime soon. How about that?
Yeah, neither do I. Hey, let's take a look at some of the news that has dropped throughout the course of the day and a few things that we discussed so far throughout the course of the show. I'm sure by now you've heard about J.J. McCarthy. The man needs knee surgery. He has a torn meniscus. They don't know to what degree or how long he'll be out. It depends on what type of surgery he's going to need to correct the torn meniscus. Are they going to need to shave some of the meniscus down? Or are they going to have to, like, reconstruct the damn thing? The difference is, well, it could be a few weeks or it could be a few months. This is really just a developmental season for him. Minnesota Vikings are not competing for a Super Bowl. They don't necessarily need to compete for a playoff spot, although it would be nice. But the whole idea is to see J.J. McCarthy evolve and grow, not just see Sam Darnold. And so if you got to see Sam Darnold all damn year long, consider it lost time in the development of J.J. McCarthy. And their head coach, Kevin O'Connell, he spoke to the media today, and he pretty much broke down the situation and what the hell is going on with McCarthy's knee.
It has been determined that J.J. does have a tear in his meniscus, in his right knee. He will need to undergo a procedure that will hopefully take place, in the near future here. Don't have a timeline on that, but as far as the timeline of the injury, that will be something determined during the procedure based upon, whether it can just be a cleanup or potentially a repair. That won't be able to be determined until that procedure takes place. So I really, would just be speculating on a timeline for a return at this point.
Boo Earns. And this is for a team that I just told you they ain't going anywhere. They're just trying to figure out what the hell the future looks like. Come on, man. This stinks. Especially for Viking fans. You don't want to see Sam Darnold for an entire season. Nobody wants that. If you want another update, here's your daily Brandon Ayuk update. It appears that there's a deal in place between the 49ers and the Steelers to move Brandon Ayuk from the Bay to the Berg. It's up to Brandon Ayuk as to whether or not he wants it. Now, does Brandon Ayuk want the money in San Francisco? Does he want to compete for a championship and take a little less? Or does he want to go to the Steel City and be on the receiving end of passes from Russell Wilson and or Justin Fields? A little less certain. A matter of fact, we got a little bit of an update. Mike Garafolo, he was on the NFL Network, and he pretty much said, you know what? It looks like Brandon Ayuk was a lot of fluff. He actually said that he might be signing a contract extension. Listen to this.
You talked about that Instagram post the other night, Tom, where Ayuk said that there are two options. Let's just pick one, right? I dug into that a little bit, and what I've been told is that Brandon Ayuk would prefer to stay with the 49ers and has always preferred to stay with the 49ers, all things being equal. Now, they haven't been equal, but they did make that offer. In fact, both sides sent proposals within the last, couple days, week or so. And the 49ers number has gotten better than what it was previously. And they have, from my understanding, they have agreed on a lot of the main points of the deal. Their offers are in line, but it sounds like there's just one more thing that needs to be ironed out. And if that thing gets ironed out, Brandon Ayuk signs the deal. He stays with the 49ers. He drops the trade request. And finally, we can put this situation behind him. The Niners can put it behind him. Look, they did the fourth quarter comeback with Deebo Samuel before when he had the trade request. This would be like, like Montana to John Taylor, that kind of last second type comeback. But it can happen. It has happened before. Thank you. Trying to keep the theme going. Look, as we've talked about leverage. The ball's in whose court? As far as Ayuk is concerned, it sounds like the ball's in the 49ers' court, and he's hoping that they can just make the final adjustment and get this thing done and stay with the Niners. We'll see.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God. Hickey, we've been saying this for months. This has been nothing but him. I said he was whining, bitching, moaning, complaining online just to get a contract. And now I guess it worked for him, right? If it goes down, it worked. The complaining, whining, and all of this, it works. I guess it does.
Yes, you're 100% right. He gets what he wants. If that's, and if the conclusion we get is what Mike Garafolo said, he's the winner in the end because he gets it. I mean, the 49ers too are winners, but really, Ayuk wins out big time. He gets paid and gets to compete for a title.
I just hate the fact that in order to get rewarded, but this, I guess this is the world that we live in, right? you got to pitch a fit. You got to complain. You got to, I don't want to say go nuclear. It's not like he was, you know, he didn't do anything all that egregious. But all the online complaining, they don't love me, they don't want me, oh, trade me this, I demand it, like all of that nonsense. I guess it worked out for him. I just wish that we lived in a world where people didn't get rewarded for being outlandish. But, hey, that's not the world that we live in. So, hey, we'll see what happens with Brandon Ayuk. Is he going to get his new contract? Is he going to get his new deal? It looks like they're getting closer. And this was a thought from the get-go that, oh, San Francisco had the leverage. They could have moved him if they wanted to. Or he could have acted like a kid again and said, I don't want to go here, which he did. Refusing trades to the Browns, saying no to the Patriots, and apparently also saying no to the Steelers. This man wants to get paid and win a championship. Well, it looks like he'll be sticking around. Anyway, speaking of him, he may show up to work. Well, he may get his contract, I should say. The other guy, there's a guy in New York who has not showed up for work, and his name is Hassan Reddick. We learned that he requested a trade yesterday from the New York Jets, despite the fact that he has yet to play a snap for them. He's scheduled to make about $14, $15 million this year. Yeah, all things considered, that might be about $15 million less than what he's worth, given his production as someone who can get you double-digit sacks every single year. And Joe Douglas of the New York Jets said, no, we're not trading him. And unfortunately, the head coach of the New York Jets, Robert Saleh, he spoke to the media today. And he had to do some, let's just say, put up some window dressing for the situation. Rob Saleh said, I ain't worried about the guy because he ain't here.
I'm not going to elaborate any more than Joe did. You know, it is what it is. I'm going to focus on the guys who are here.
How do you avoid this being a distraction?
It's not. I promise you it's not. You know, it's a great opportunity for the guys who are here. You know, we love our D-line. We love our depth, especially at the DM position. And guys like Will McDonald, even Jermaine Johnson, Tack McKinley's getting a lot of run. So is Watts and McGregor and Clemens and Jalen. So we've got a lot of really good depth at the defensive end position, and they're all taking advantage of the extra opportunities that they're getting because of it.
Did Rob Saleh know when he took the job, Hickey, did that he would be a glorified mop-up man? Did he know that?
He had to have some idea, just because you look at the track record of previous head coaches and what they've had to do. You have to believe that maybe it won't happen as much, but at some point you're going to have to eat it, you know, talk for your owner, etc.
Rob Saleh, I feel, does he gets asked more questions and has to answer. He gets asked so many questions that don't have to deal with the team or football. It's like, hey, what you think about Aaron Rodgers going to Egypt? He's like, listen, guys, that ain't got nothing to do with me, okay? He gets asked about Hassan Reddick. Hassan Reddick doesn't show up to work. He's just like, whatever Joe Douglas said yesterday is what it is. Like, can Rob Saleh answer some questions about, I don't know, Hickey, go ahead, or Garrett Wilson, I don't know, right?
Offensive line, the defense, how the team's coming together.
Not who showed up, not who didn't. Well, you know what? This wasn't the case. When he got there, it was supposed to be with Zach Wilson, right? So, and that worked out, huh? How long before Sean Payton cuts him?
Remember when Zach Wilson quit and he had to answer questions about that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Which time? The time that he verbally quit on the team about no responsibility, or the time that he said, I wanted to send him out there, but then he was unsure he wanted to play? That one, right?
That one, yeah, where he actually truly physically quit and he had to, like, talk to him about, you know, talk him basically being the starter again.
Listen, if Rob Saleh ever leaves the NFL, he can just go on and be a therapist, okay? He could.
Or a PR rep.
And doesn't he have, I don't want to exaggerate, doesn't he have, like 10 kids at home or something like that?
It is a lot. You're right. It's a large number.
He's in Phillip Rivers territory, right?
He's getting there.
Why don't him, Phillip Rivers, Antonio Cromartie, who else got a lot of kids? I think Joe Flacco got a lot, I think. Oh, let me relax. No, but they should. No, Tyreek Hill. Didn't Tyreek Hill just have another kid?
Tyreek Hill has, I think, a whole Eight. Starting offense.
Then he just got married.
There's Wait double digits. I think he's got like 10.
He just got married, and I think she had a kid. But I also think some other woman that had a baby like recently, which would lead me to understand that anyway. None of my business. None of my business. Hey, congratulations to Rob Saleh. Hickey, that man, I don't know. That guy still looks jacked, okay? So I don't know when he goes to the gym. I assume he gets up in the morning, he leaves his family, goes to the gym, and then sits around with the Jets for, I don't know, 16 hours a day. He's one guy. I know there's a lot of people. And I think if you live long enough, you learn how to kind of compartmentalize things. It's like, hey, I can stay away from my family. When I'm away from my family, I'm at work. When I'm away from work or with my family, and there's a balance. Whether or not that's a good or bad balance, Rob Saleh just sounds cooked regardless of where he goes. I don't know. That guy. Anyway, speaking of somebody that's cooked, let's listen to another head coach who spoke today. His name? Sherrone Moore. And why is he cooked? Well, I mean, he allegedly deleted 52 text messages between him and a former staffer, Connor Stallions, who was accused and pretty much was running around cheating. And I guess Sherrone Moore, he ain't worried about nothing. He said, I ain't worried about it. He says, I can't wait for my text messages to be revealed. What?
Can you say anything about what you want to say about the text messages?
I'll just say this, is that I look forward to them being released. And that's it.
You know, who says, I mean, okay, fine. But the bigger question is, why were the text messages deleted? Hickey, do you delete anything that you want sticking around?
Hell no.
No. Like, why did you need to delete the messages? Were they so innocuous that you just, you didn't want to look at them ever again? Or did you just, were you in on some funny business? Or were you asked, I don't know. Hickey, what did he do? Ask him, hey, I'm driving by Arby's. Do you want some meats? Like, what was he asking him?
I mean, I don't think you're deleting those messages if you're talking about what he wants for lunch and what his favorite movie is after practice.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. This is all not a good look for Michigan. This is going to be a distraction all year long. And dare I say, the way the NCAA works, this is probably going to be a distraction this year, into the off season, into next spring, into next summer. We're going to be in the same damn spot next year in 2025. And the NCAA is going to be trying to smack around Michigan. And at that point, hopefully Ohio State will have beaten them. I know that's what the hell they want. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a day. J.J. McCarthy is hurt. Brandon Ayuk, is he staying? Is he going? We have no idea. Aaron Rodgers says his leg is fine. Sherrone Moore is just like, oh, yeah, I don't know about my text messages. I want everybody to see him. And then we even talked about this earlier in the show. Martavis Bryant is back with the Commanders. Let's see if he lasts throughout the season. And then we even talked about Colin Kaepernick. This man says he still wants to play in the NFL. Yeah, well, I'm sure there are a lot of guys who still want to play in the NFL. I think that door and window and chimney and whatever other way he can get in the door, I think all of that has been shut by the NFL. That and the fact that Colin Kaepernick is going to be 37 years old in November. Yeah, folks, and time flies. I think he's done. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about someone who I think is done as well. I'll get to your phone calls. You know what? This NFL player said he is done. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think
actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. A lot of talks today in the NFL world, the sports world, about who's coming, who's going, who's getting traded, who's hurt, who's not playing, who's going to be out. J.J. McCarthy out, torn meniscus. Brandon Ayuk, we don't know where he's going. Is he staying with the 49ers or is he trying to go to the Steelers? Now he apparently wants to stay with the 49ers. It just can't make this stuff up. Earlier today, Colin Kaepernick, Sky Sports out in the UK is just like, yeah, Colin Kaepernick says he wants to come back. I'm like, yeah, good luck with that when he's almost 37 years old. Hassan Reddick is not showing up for the Jets. Even Aaron Rodgers said, yeah, if I need to get involved, I will. Who would have known that Aaron Rodgers was such a diplomat? And then we got another guy. Well, this guy is everywhere. His brother is everywhere. He's everywhere. They're making money everywhere. Jason Kelce was in the news because apparently even in retirement and coming off of a terrible end of the season, the Eagles stunk last year to end the season. We know he retired. He ain't coming back. Although he reportedly has spent so much time around the facility, people are like, is he coming back? Is he going to, you know, play for the Eagles? Is he getting behind center? Well, Jason Kelce, he spoke to the Associated Press, and he put that idea to rest. He ain't coming back.
No, it's not going to happen. You know, the reality is I know that it appears like physically I can still do it because I was still playing at a high level last year. But I don't think, you know, really people understand how much of a grind it was the last 4 years. And it's just in a place now where I can't do it the way I want to do it. And in a way that's enjoyable, I'm already losing weight. Like, they're not going to call me to come back and play center at 260 pounds. And I'm moving on to the next thing. And I do not foresee any scenario taking place other than maybe medicine inventing a way to get rid of arthritis that I would ever entertain coming back at all anymore.
Damn. Well, Hickey, one day medicine will get rid of arthritis. One day.
While we're still on this earth, you think?
What, me and you or him? I mean, well, I think he's younger than me. He probably is. Yeah, he's definitely younger than me. Yeah.
Okay.
I need to get rid of arthritis. I need it too, man. My right knee hurts. Hickey, you know why my right knee hurts?
Playing basketball on the pavement?
No, for no reason. No. Oh. I'm talking about today.
I think like how you got there. I see.
Well, that's part of it, but yeah, one day, one step, and your knee's done. Knee could feel good for months, and you take one step, your curtains, man. It's like, damn, for what? How? I need my meniscus shaved. Dickie, I need my meniscus. No?
That sounds just so painful.
Does it? Well, I'll be under.
Shaving the meniscus?
I'll be asleep. I won't feel it.
Right, of course. But, like, just the thought of just, like, them going in there, zip, zip. No thanks.
Who's had a lot of knee surgeries and is doing okay? Nobody, right? Nobody. Right?
I was going to say, it's a short list, if anything.
No, not Greg Oden. Not him.
No, not Lonzo Ball.
No, oh, my God. Wow. You think we're going to see that guy play basketball again?
I think we'll see him try.
Ooh, Lonzo Ball. Man, between the Bulls are awful. What's up with them Chicago teams? I mean, the White Sox are terrible. Bulls are awful. I know they just had a nice draft. People are excited. But, I mean, damn. Zach LaVine, does he like basketball? The next thing I expect for the Chicago Bulls, they're going to be like, hey, let's trade for Ben Simmons. Like, that's the next thing I expect from them. Well, these Jerry Reinsdorf-owned teams just doing ridiculous things. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. If you are Jason Kelce, enjoy retirement. Hang out with your kids. keep doing the show with your brother. Go to the Taylor Swift concerts. Pop up on television and just call it a day. It sounds like a good life to me. And you already won yourself a Super Bowl. Enjoy it. 855-212-4227. Kingfish is here from Arkansas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, good evening, Kingfish. I mean, good evening, JR and Ryan. I don't know why I called you Kingfish. But anyway, hey, did you ever play any basketball, JR?
Yeah, Hickey just shared that I played basketball in the street and ripped my knees to shreds. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, are you like under 6'3"?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Here's the premise is that I'm confused about the Olympics, and I don't know if Ryan filled you in, but here's the deal is that let's say that you're like Steph Curry. You got 4 MVPs. You got a stellar career. And you have the most iconic Olympics, make the most iconic shots, and maybe the best shot he's ever made, maybe, and basically save the semifinals, and you basically pretty much win or save the finals. And without Steph Curry, they would not have won. And then you have the stellar thing, and it's you. And let's say instead of LeBron, it's Russell Westbrook.
What?
And he has a line of, say, 14 points average, maybe 10 rebounds, and maybe 6 assists.
Am I high?
And you've basically won single-handedly 2 games. Huh? And everybody's saying you are JR is the what? Best shooter in all of basketball, period, what? Bar none. He's the purest shooter there is.
Huh?
Virtue of this performance. Why would you not win the MVP?
Hold on. Help me out here. You went around the world, I think, to ask me a very simple question. Help me understand this. What the hell does Westbrook have to do with any of this? You said Westbrook.
Well, because the line that LeBron put up over the Olympics was probably less than what a typical facilitator like Russell Westbrook would have done. Like, you know, guys that pass the ball to the best NBA players in the league.
This is difficult. That's even difficult to equate. I don't know how you would get to that. Because playing in the Olympics is completely different than playing a 48-minute regulation game in the NBA. Forget Russell Westbrook. I don't think I'll ever understand why you brought him into the conversation.
Well,
let's not revisit it because it makes no sense. If you're asking me, let's get down to brass tacks.
Right.
You believe Steph Curry should have won MVP?
Yes.
Okay. Here's two things. Steph Curry stunk so bad to begin the Olympics. This is not a what did you do in the gold medal game. This is not what it's about, all right? Anthony Edwards stood in front of Steph Curry, and Steph Curry repeated the joke about thank God that you showed up. You finally decided to show up at the end, and all Steph Curry could do was laugh because he had 2 good games, and outside of that, he stunk. Like, I don't understand how there could be an objection to LeBron James winning MVP when for 6 games he was the most consistent and he was the best player throughout the entire games. That's why he won MVP. If Steph Curry was bombs away in it for 6 games, then yeah, I don't think that'd be a question mark. But it wasn't until the last 2. He's just like, here's 36, here's 34 points. It's the tournament, man. It's not 2 games.
Well, but at the same time, I don't think the pressure was on. I don't think every player there was out to score 30 points a game, but that when it came to crunch time, Steph Curry stepped up.
No, that's not. We know that, but that's not what the MVP. Who was the most valuable player throughout the entire games?
Well, you said consistent. That keeps coming up. But
well, it is consistently. He was not consistent. He had 2 big games at the end. When I say consistent, you have to take a look at the totality of what was played, how many games were played, and what that player did. That is consistency. Consistency is me showing up every day at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m., and giving a show. It's not me showing up one day and just go, I'll take a day off. You know, let somebody else do it. Like LeBron James did it consistently throughout the tournament. Steph Curry did not. He did it at the end.
Okay, well, I hear your rebuttal, but no, I hear what you're saying.
Thank you. It's factual. It's about the whole tournament.
Okay, one last thing. Is the was that particular award specifically only for men's basketball, or was it an award for the entire Olympics?
Hold on a second. Hold on, Kingfish. Hold on a second. Hickey, I can't drink on air, right? I can't? Don't do it. Wait until I finish.
And if you do it, please don't tell us.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hold on a second. Kingfish, what are you asking? We're talking about the Olympic Games. We're talking about the basketball games. What are we talking about?
Right.
There's no MVP of the whole Olympics. How? America's the MVP. We got the most medals. I mean, what are we doing?
Okay. So everybody, like,
Kingfish. Kingfish. For the basketball tournament in the Olympics, the basketball tournament, the men's basketball tournament, LeBron James was named the MVP because he had the most consistent effort on the winning team in the Olympics, okay? And that's why LeBron James got it. If you think Steph Curry did enough, I don't know. Steph Curry could have scored 100 points. Maybe they would have given him MVP then. But he wasn't the most consistent throughout the games. And so LeBron James got it. And also, let's be real. And thank you, Kingfish, for calling from Arkansas. Who the hell is going to be thinking about the Olympics MVP in a few years? Nobody. LeBron James probably doesn't even care. He's like, oh, this is fine. It's whatever. Like, this is the gold medal is more important. Like, who cares? Hickey, did he ask me if there was an MVP for the whole Olympics?
Yes, he did.
Who?
Yes.
I know who it wouldn't be, that breakdancing ass lady from Australia, not her.
She'd be the LVP.
They're making jokes about this lady saying she was so bad that they eliminated breakdancing. That's what they said. But we know that there was not going to be breakdancing in 2028 regardless, and now they're just pinning it on her. And whatever. You know, I hope and I think from everything that I read and see that she's being a good sport about it. Because she, out of all the criticism that she's received, she could just crawl into a hole and disappear. But she has kind of taken this and, you know, she doesn't seem defeated. And the internet can really try to chop people down at the knees. So I give her credit for that. I really do.
Do you think she went out there knowing, like, this is going to be really bad and I'm just going to lean into it?
Is she went out there to be a joke?
Not a joke per se, but like, hey, look, I know this is going to be bad, but let's just have some fun. Like, you watch her face. Like, I can't tell. She's like,
she's a comedian. She's a comedian.
But
she did an SNL. She SNL'd the whole world on a skit.
You have to like have some sort of like, okay, I'm not the best and this could get pretty ugly here.
Okay.
No?
It could be. I don't know. We got Dexter. Dexter, do you think that this woman, was she out there being real or was she joking around with everybody?
Oh, no, she was being real. Nobody told her she was that bad. Nobody just told her she believes. I bet you she believed that was a good performance. I really believe deep down for her, she thought that was a good performance. We all know it wasn't.
Is she just ignorant to all the negativity coming her way? Is she just tough?
You're talking about now after the performance?
She seems to be taking a lot of this in stride. And then like, hey, y'all are saying this to me and I went out and then you wouldn't say this if this was a man. Like, she just seems like, hey, you know, screw you guys, whatever. Which I appreciate.
Yeah, I appreciate how she's handling it. What else can she do? She knows it was bad.
Cry?
Yeah, I mean, she could cry. But it doesn't matter. It's already there.
You seen some of the things people are saying about her online? She could cry.
Yeah, it's been rough, but that performance was also rough to watch. We can agree on that.
Oh, that was terrible.
It was a rough one. It was a rough one, JR. That was a rough one.
She set breakdancing back, I don't know, 60 years. They'll never breakdance again.
Yes. Yes. All the crews, legendary crews from the Bronx are shaking their heads.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's ask Crazy Legs how he feels about it. Yes. I'm pretty sure we'd get a I don't know if I want to Google that. It may come up even more with negativity. You know what? We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be positive. I'm going to tell you about a man who returned home to Botswana, and he got a king's welcome, and he also got free beer. God bless him. I'm going to tell you what took place in Botswana. Okay, yeah, you may want to take a trip there. And then also, I'll tell you about a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. I'm mom to two teenage girls, and quality time together is prime time. We love to cook, and I have an obsession, a healthy one, of course, with cooking utensils. Where do I turn? Amazon Prime, to get them fast. And when they arrive, where do I turn? To Prime, to stream the best cooking shows. And then, for dessert, what do? The Rampone team streams. Each of us gets to be the captain and pick the show. Right now, we're all over British TV, part of a Prime subscription. I think a trip to the UK is in the future, and of course, we'll get all we need for that trip. From workout clothes to raincoats, from plaids to luggage, from travel guides to umbrellas, from streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's amazon.com/prime. Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, and two-time World Cup champion. I'm mom to two teenage girls and a dog mom, too. All four of them need lots of stuff, and we always need it fast. And that's why we use Amazon Prime. When our favorite leash broke, I went right to Prime, and with one click, I ordered it again. Not to mention all the great streaming shows I watch with family. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. Whatever you're into, it's on Prime.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We have had a full show. Thank you again to our guests. Andrew Kramer came through to talk to us about J.J. McCarthy and his knee. We also had another guest last hour. Fernando Ramirez came through to talk to us about the Los Angeles Chargers and what the hell is going on with Jim Harbaugh. There's so many questions about Michigan and his standing as new head coach and Justin Herbert's foot. And so thank you both to Fernando and then also Andrew for joining us. We've had a busy, busy show. Brandon Ayuk, not much of an update there. Looks like he might be closer to staying with the 49ers right now. And so the world turns, and so does training camp. And then we even heard about Colin Kaepernick, who told Sky Sports, he's like, yeah, I want to get back into the NFL. And I think we've heard that. Now, before we went to break, I was asked about the Olympics and, you know, why Steph Curry wasn't named MVP over LeBron James despite his ridiculous showings in the last two games. It's like, well, LeBron was the most consistent. He was still the best player overall on the team. Just facts. It's just what it is. Did Steph Curry provide you with the more spectacular moments? The answer is yes. But LeBron was the most consistent, had the team on his back throughout the course of the tournament. So there you have it. Anyway, you know, we talked about this last week. Sobogo, the man from Botswana, who won the 200-meter race, the one that Noah Lyles, he raced and he had COVID. He ended up with the bronze medal. And Sobogo, we learned last week that Botswana actually called Friday. It was like a celebration day. Like everybody in Botswana got half the day off. That like beer was half price all across the country just to honor Sobogo. And I said to myself, damn it, here in America, we are so used to winning. Like we don't get a damn thing. I didn't get nothing. Team USA basketball won and Hickey and I got nothing. You got nothing. Well, Sobogo is back in Botswana. 30,000 people showed up in an outdoor arena to show him some love. And so, Hickey, we were worried about that. Was he going to enjoy it? It seems like he did. And I think the celebration is going to continue for quite a few days, I think.
It was quite the parade. He had some nice trucks there. He was, you know, paraded around. It was very cool.
What if Simone, well, she's making a lot of money, so I guess that... That counts. You think they'll have a parade through Texas for her? Probably not, right?
I would hope so, but yeah, I think you're right. Probably not.
If you're her, do you want the money or parade?
Probably the money.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Ladies clocking millions of dollars every year. I need to learn how to flip. If I flip, can I get some of that bread?
Godspeed to you. Well, you, I mean, you're ancient.
Oh, thanks.
For flipping standards.
I am. Maybe that's why the husband is sticking around. Is that, can he play in the NFL? He can, right? The Bears?
He's on the Bears. Maybe he'll make the playoffs this year.
He's on the Bears, yeah. We'll see. I'll watch the Bears games to see what he looks like, and I'll watch to see if she's there, too.
Well, did you see Hard Knocks last week? They did a whole feature on him going out to Paris.
Oh, no. I got to catch up. Is Hard Knocks today or tomorrow?
Today.
Tomorrow. Really?
Yeah, and if you have cable, you can watch it. If you're streaming, it'll be on tomorrow.
I'm 2 weeks behind, so I got to... Wait a minute.
Time to catch
they
up.
Stream it the day after? You have to watch it on cable live?
Yeah.
You can't... Wow.
HBO Max releases it on Wednesday morning.
Wow.
And they stream it Tuesday night. Or they put it on cable Tuesday night.
Disastrous. Anyway, I would think most people are streaming it, but it ain't none of my business. Let's listen to the president of Botswana as he says the country is... we're next up in line for the Olympics. Listen to him.
I want to express my deepest appreciation to this team, to the athletes, to the coaches. I want to express my thanks to all Botswana who stood by your side every single day. I want to let the world know that we as Botswana, this government, is going to pour energy, pour resources, pour motivation and love to our next Olympiad. So preparations for the next Olympics begin today.
Oh, man, I love it. Hickey, you think they show people so much love? You think they take a national radio host from America? Would they take me in Botswana?
Hey, they might. You could be like Joel Embiid, ask for a passport. And now what sport would you play?
No sports. Just do my job now. I think I'd be treated great, I think.
Maybe boost up the athletes. Sounds like they're all in on the Olympics. So maybe you can boost up the Olympic athletes and kind of
Hickey, how about this?
Uh-oh.
We need to invite the president of Botswana onto the show.
Okay.
He'd say yes. He would say yes. He would, right?
I think he would. I don't know the time difference. I don't know if it's the morning or night.
We can record it.
Okay.
We get him. President of Botswana. We're going to work on that. Anyway, let's work on a few things that happened in the past.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
August 13th, 1979, Lou Brock, he got his 3,000th hit. The Cards beat the Cubs 3-2. Listen to this, Major League Baseball.
A 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, hit off the pitcher, to the third baseman, no play, base hit, 3,000 for Lou Brock.
He's so typical of the man, Jack. He's knocked down on the pitch before, and then he turns around and hits a line drive off the pitcher that knocked him down.
Yeah, Lou Brock, this was his final year, 1979. He finished with 23 more hits on the year, and then he retired. He was also an all-star, finished, I think, with a batting average of .304. And he also led Major League Baseball in steals all time until Ricky Henderson came through and said, nah, I'll take that from you. Anyway, also, 2016, August 13th, some guy named Michael Phelps, he got another gold medal, 23 of them. Save some for somebody else, bro. Listen to him reflect on it.
This is what I wanted to finish my career. You know, this is the cherry I wanted to put on top of the cake, and you know, when I decided to come back, I wanted to do it the right way. I wanted to challenge myself in the pool and workouts. I wanted to see, you know, how much more I could actually do, and I wanted to prepare myself the best way possible. And looking back at, you know, the 2+ years that I spent training, I don't have anything else that's left.
Yeah, that last gold medal he got in the 4x100 relay. The man has 28 medals total. Yeah, more medals than anybody. Hickey, where do you think he keeps all them damn medals?
Great question. I don't know.
They're not all hanging up, right?
I would hope so. That's kind of cool.
You gotta have it in like a special case. I don't know. You giving some to your family? Has to, right?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Maybe. Mom?
Yeah, I guess you're right. Would you have them in different rooms? What would you do with them?
Man, I would put a nail in like the foyer and just hang them up all in the foyer. That's it.
Okay. Simple.
Just a nail in the wall and just people walk in. What's that? Oh, those are just my gold medals. That's it. You can go ahead and look through them. Flip through them.
Would you let them put it on?
No.
Okay. Don't touch. You can look.
Just look. Just look. Don't touch. If you want to touch the medals, you got to pay for it. No, It's like going to, I think, Ice-T. You ever heard Ice-T has vending machines in his house? When visitors come over, there's no food. You gotta pay to eat at his house.
Stop. Really? That's
a jerk move, isn't it? Right?
Big time.
Invite somebody to, hey, you got any snacks? You got any water? Yeah, it's in the vending machine. $3.
Yeah, for $3.50.
Hell, wild stuff. Listen, folks, we'll be back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to everybody who listened to the show. And tomorrow, top six list. I wonder what it'll be. You got to find out. Okay? You missed a minute of the show. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sportbeat show is done. Don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Yo, be cool, be smooth, be safe, be well.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to two teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.